So glad you can join me for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading is titled, United at Last, and it was written by Tim Gustafson. In 1960, Otto Preminger provoked controversy with his movie Exodus. Based on Leon Uris's novel, it provides a fictional account of Jewish refugees emigrating to Palestine after World War II. The film concludes with the bodies of a young European Jewish girl and an Arab man, both murder victims, buried in the same grave in what would soon be the nation of Israel. Preminger leaves the conclusion to us. Is this a metaphor for despair, a dream forever buried? Or is it a symbol of hope, as two peoples with a history of hatred and hostilities come together in death and in life? Perhaps the sons of Korah, credited with writing Psalm 87, would take the latter view of this scene. They anticipated a peace we still await. Of Jerusalem, they wrote, "Glorious things are said of you, city of God." They sang of a day when nations, all with a history of warring against the Jewish people, will come together to acknowledge the one true God. Rahab, also called Egypt, Babylon, the Philistines, Tyre, Cush, all will be drawn to Jerusalem and to God. The conclusion of the psalm is celebratory. People in Jerusalem will sing, "All my fountains are in you." Who are they singing of? The one who is the living water, the source of all life. Jesus is the only one who can bring lasting peace and unity. The scripture reading from today's devotional is Psalm 87. He has founded his city on the holy mountain. The Lord loves the gates of Zion, more than all the other dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, city of God. I will record Rahab and Babylon among those who acknowledge me, Philistia too, and Tyre along with Cush, and will say, "This one was born in Zion." Indeed, of Zion it will be said, "This one and that one were born in her, and the Most High himself will establish her." The Lord will write in the register of the peoples, "This one was born in Zion." As they make music, they will sing, "All my fountains are in you." Would you spend some time praying with me? Dear Father, in these days of great tension between so many nations, we pray for the peace and unity of all people. Help us to shine your light in this dark and scary world and draw people to your love and forgiveness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for listening today. I'm Stephen Tabor, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.